Thank you for listening to KXCI.org. This is the Lonely Hearts Club. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I am your host for today. I'm always going to be the host of the Lonely Hearts Club. Why? Because it's my show. That's why. And what happens? People write me letters, and I answer those letters. And that's the gist of it. Now you're up to date. Oh, also, just so you know, this is for grown-ups. There's grown-up humor. We talk about grown-up things. So you've been warned. Looking in my inbox here, and I can't do this all myself. I need help. Maybe Fish Karma will read me a letter. Will you read a letter for me?
Sure.
Aw, thanks. Okay. What does it say?
Dear Bridget, I have a big fight with my boyfriend every 28 days. I know what you're thinking. It must be my moon time, right? Wrong. Me being on my period has nothing to do with it. Sometimes I think you just don't understand. Can I say something? Hey, guy, I'm fine. Leave me alone. I don't have too much. Don't you know who I am? Come on, you guys. Bounced.
Oh, bouncy. Yeah, I've seen bouncy before. Did you ever think that maybe it's not you? Maybe your boyfriend is having his time of the month. You know, that happens to guys, right? They get their time of the month. Yeah, you can talk. You're free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So, I mean, it's like...
That's right. I'm reading somebody else's letter so I can talk. I got you.
Yeah. You're just in the room with me. We're helping Bouncy get some advice.
Well, I think you guys...
Bouncy needs to lay off the sauce, maybe.
Actually, guys have... Their time of the month is when they're not complete jerks 3 days out of the month.
The he-man-stroll cycle. You just need to get yourself a nicer boyfriend.
Or she should just get a nicer boyfriend.
Oh, that's... That sounds like a good idea.
When you left, you broke my heart. But that will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, cruel papa? Baby, won't you please come home?
Mr. Karma, would you read a letter for me, please?
I certainly will.
Oh, thank you.
Dear Bridget, I accidentally set my mom's wedding dress on fire. I feel kind of bad about it, but in my defense, it was cold outside, sequins are scratchy, and I look terrible in white. P.S. I don't want to get married.
Right?
Right, totally.
Nobody does that anymore.
Hello?
Nobody. And who looks good in white?
Duh.
It's just, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's cool anymore to get married. Anyways, here's my advice. If you don't want to get married, then it's a good idea to set the wedding dress on fire. Say yes to the dress on fire.
Yes. And what about the whole thing about the mom's wedding dress has sort of thrown me for a loop, too.
Yeah, because I guess you're supposed to...
There's no context there.
Nobody wears their mom's wedding dress. That's not a thing. Sometimes wedding rings come down from your grandma or something, mm-hmm. right? But you don't wear your mom's wedding dress. I mean, first of all, everybody's fatter in the future.
What a freak. He has his mom's wedding dress.
Yeah, well, I think we don't know if he's a boy or a girl.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? It's that white male patriarchy again. I just assumed it was a male.
Well, I think the listeners might have assumed it was
sorry.
A male because you're a male.
If Hishi set the wedding dress on fire, I apologize for that.
See,
know what?
These letters are sealed. We have no way of knowing if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, I stand corrected, and in future, I will try to subsume myself in the patriarchy in which I am a member.
Dear Bridget, my wife and I just had a beautiful baby boy after a wonderful 10 years together. The thing is, we both got kind of used to the life, and now everything has changed. My wife used to have more time for me, but now it's all about the baby. Baby this, baby that. And if you don't do what the baby wants, it's like wah, wah, wah. I can just tell that the baby hates my guts. Like when I smile at the baby, he smiles back. When I wave, he waves back. And it's like I can tell that he's mocking me. And that he wants to kill me. And it's signed, Doorstep Drop.
Dear Doorstep Drop, I think that you just need to give it some more time. I mean, there's this really annoying thing that happens when you have babies. It's called bonding. And, you know, it's just over time. Every little stupid thing that your kid does is going to become adorable. The mocking is going to become adorable. I wouldn't jump from the baby mocking you to thinking that the baby wants to kill you. I don't think the baby understands these concepts yet. I think maybe you guys just need bonding. Shared hardship is good. Maybe the two of you could build something or make an addition or finish out the basement, dig a pond in the backyard maybe, get some chickens, or you could just take them to happy hour at the bar. I mean, babies love happy hour.
Dear Bridget, I went to the circus the other day, and it was really fantastic. I am considering dropping out of college to pursue a life of adventure. Do you know if they have a 401k or any medical health benefits? Signed, Boarding Class.
Boarding Class?
That's... Boarding Class.
Boarding Class. Well, dear Board In, I don't know how to break this to you, but the circus life is hard. You know, it's not the fantasy that you see when you go to the show. It's a hard life. That's a rat scrabble. You know, most of the time, you're just born to it. You don't have a choice. And that's probably good for the best, you know, because a lot of the circus babies, they've never seen porcelain toilets with paper and privacy. On rare occasions, the circus does accept outsiders. But, you know, that's only if you have special skills. Can you play an instrument? Can you train an elephant to French braid a lion's mane? I mean, if you don't mind sharing a travel trailer with the bozos and finding grease paint and bloody teeth all over your bath towel, if you can digest corn dogs and caramel apples while listening to the loud calliope music, well, maybe then you might just be right for the gig.
Here's a letter from a person whose gender is not specified, nor is it important. So just turn your focus away. Dear Bridget, I can't help but notice, Bridget, that after all this time, you've not added your name to the dictionary on your computer. So it's underlined in red.
It's been like that for like 20 years.
Dear Bridget, I am what you call, quote, indoorsy, unquote. I really want to come to your show, but it's just so hard to leave my house. While I am getting tired of watching Netflix and losing interest in Pinterest, I love Facebook. It allows me to see all the things I could be doing if I weren't staying home on the computer. We've never met, but you graciously accepted my friend request anyways. Thanks, pale blue eyes.
Oh, PB ojos.
See?
Okay, you were reading the letter. While you were reading it, did you catch what it was about?
I don't know.
I spaced out.
I don't know what Pinterest is.
Oh, Pinterest is a very interesting thing that you can do with
pictures.
I'm
not really interested in learning about it.
But what... I don't understand. I don't understand. Is the letter asking for advice? What does it want?
It is vague, but on the other hand, it's incoherent. So it's got the benefit of... We can interpret what we want it to mean.
Oh, okay, so...
From this he-she who wrote it.
This person is addicted to screens.
Yes.
They're indoorsy and pale. So they're probably just deficient in vitamin D. And maybe that's why it's incoherent. You know, you got to get some sunshine so that you can make sense when you speak.
That's right. That's good advice, Bridget.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Got a deficiency.
A deficiency of D. And social things. Like, okay... When you talk to someone face to face, do you think it's more difficult than talking to them on the internet or on the phone?
Every situation fills me with unease and distress.
Yeah.
But this person's problem is that this person is still has a brief, a small desire to want to go outside. Once that is severed, complete happiness will be achieved.
There you go. Yeah, you have to be happy with your place.
I don't think this person really wants to come to your show. This person thinks that it's socially mandated to come to your show, but will never leave. So once you lose that desire, what the Buddhists call losing that desire, this person will be much happier.
You have to let go of the desire to go out.
And grab on to your desire not to go out simultaneously. It's a grab and a release.
They need to let go of let's go.
That's right. Just stay home and stop writing letters.
It's really important that you have social interactions with people, okay?
What? Why?
Because you could make unexpected friends, and then you have to remember their names.
Oh, friends.
But yeah. If you just stay home, then the only thing you have to remember is your passwords. But it's good to like remember things like people's names and how many kids they have. Social activities are good.
You're
they
gonna
expand
die anyway.
Your
Who
mind.
Cares? What's the point?
Well, your mind is always expanding. You know, I mean, I don't know. You're right. It's exhausting, isn't it?
Just give it up.
Being an optimist is exhausting.
It is.
What if you go out? It's a dangerous world, right? You could get drunk. You could get bounced, like bouncy. I don't know. You could risk your reputation.
Yes. If we were living in 1952 in a small town in Iowa, yes, we could. I agree with you.
All right. You're right.
I'm not trying to be argumentative, but you know, I'm just trying to bring a different perspective to the letter writers.
I think it's true. You should just stay home.
I stay home most of the time, so I don't know what Pinterest is. That's how disconnected I am.
Oh, well, it's just
it's a flood of
Pinterest. It's pictures on top of pictures, inside of pictures, like turduckens. Well, anyways.
Harold Pinterest is the only one I need.
Harold Pinterest? Is he your special friend?
He's a playwright.
Oh, and he talks to you in your sleep?
Bridget, a mother's work is never done. Halloween is always the same thing for me with my sons. My eldest son wants to go as the unknown phantom, which entails him dressing up completely in black with a hoodie. The other son wants to go as a soldier, complete with real-looking guns and knives. As a longtime pacifist, I'm horrified. What should I do? And it's signed, Boo.
Aww. Boo.
My heart breaks for you, Boo.
Yeah, I know your feels.
Yeah.
You know, so the unknown phantom, that doesn't sound safe.
It doesn't.
You know what you're saying?
And I don't like things that I don't know.
Okay, here's what you do with the unknown phantom. You just got to spin it.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
So give him like a crossing guard vest, like one of those reflecting vests, and a sign that says stop or yield.
Uh-huh.
And then tell him that he's going as the unknown phantom crossing guard.
Ooh.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Yeah, but you got to sneak it in. Like, when the kids were little, I remember taking vegetable baby food and just, like, adding it to their regular food so they wouldn't know. It made me feel better.
Right.
That's real nutrition. Yeah, you know, just a little Gerber squash. Just throw that in the mac and cheese. Who's to know?
Good stuff. Good vitamins.
How much of parenting is trickery?
I would say 99%. Yeah.
About 99-100% smoke and mirrors. Trickery and manipulation.
Yeah.
When they start out as little tiny nuggets, you can dress them up however you want for Halloween. They could be like a meatball.
A pumpkin.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, and then they get older, and they get these wild ideas to be soldiers with knives and guns.
Or unknown phantoms.
Here's what you do with a soldier. You give them a clipboard or like a notebook and a pen, like a pen. And you say, all right, I'm going to take that gun. here's a pen. You're going to be an embedded journalist. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're out on the front, but you're you know, the pen is mightier than the, whatever you call it, AK-4007.
You'll be a Rambo's Rambo. Bleep, blorp.
I got a letter. This is my first official letter that came to the station, care of the station, to me, from anonymous, no return address or anything. And Melissa's got it in her hand.
Yeah, it's stamped Phoenix because all of our mail goes through Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, because we like to waste time.
That's the Postal Service way.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yes, it's addressed to Lonely Hearts, Bridget Thumb, care of KXCI Community Radio.
And it is possible that it's from Phoenix. You never know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. And I like that that they included the picture from the website of Lonely Hearts Club.
Isn't that sweet?
That's really sweet.
They made that for me at the loft.
Aww.
Yeah. And I asked them if I could use it, and they said, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're very nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so the first official snail mail. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. The first letter that came to KXCI.
Via snail.
And he had a little hat. A little mail bag.
A little bow tie.
Did you ever hear that joke where there's a snail salesman and he comes up to the door and the person answers the door and sees a snail with the briefcase and is like, salesman, and takes the snail and throws him way out in the yard. And then like 3 years later, the snail comes back and rings the doorbell and he answers the door and he goes, what was that all about?
Because it takes so long for him to get there.
Yeah, just like it's taking so long for us to get to this letter. Okay,
we're going to do the letter. You can cut all of this out.
If we want to.
If we want to. It says, help. I am ignored. I just want to cuddle. Quote, I'm reading. Or, quote, I'm busy.
Oh, busy.
Fine, read the news. How do I get this guy to be a little romantic? ? Thanks. Still squeezable.
Still squeezable. This is something that I can understand because being too busy to cuddle happens. This is a busy world. There's a lot of scrolling and tapping and cooking and cleaning and things that need to happen, right? So you could make yourself more cuddle friendly. Maybe you should get like a Snuggie.
A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Snuggie.
Ooh, yeah. Or I saw one that was crocheted to look... It was like a crocheted blanket sleeping bag that looked like a shark that was eating you, like a shark attack.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's cuddly.
That's super cuddly.
Yeah.
Because if they don't cuddle you, the shark could eat you.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds them of the fatality that is imminent.
Right, yeah, you know? I mean, we only have one life to live, and you should fill it with all the cuddles you can, like your Easter baskets full of Easter grass and eggs and chocolates. You could be a cuddle bunny. You could dress up like a rabbit.
That's always an idea. They would probably notice that.
Yeah, and or maybe what you have to do is take away all the other distractions. Unplug the internet. And then just go, I don't know. or make it so that the power's gone out.
Well, and yeah, that way they couldn't read. Because it also says I'm reading. And so I'm against book burning. So then...
Yeah, book burning, not so good.
But the light's out, then they wouldn't be able to read.
Yeah, you could stage a blackout. You could get one of those sound effects CDs with a battery-operated CD player, and you can make it sound like it's raining outside.
Oh, nice.
You could hook up the hose so that it tinkles down on the window, and then just, like, make it very dramatic, and then, throw the breaker or whatever it is that powers your electricity, and then, oh, gosh, you know, manipulation. That's what you got to do if you want to get cuddles.
I like it. I think so. Yeah, because the cell phones, you're right about the tapping and the scrolling. Like, I'm like, pay attention to me.
It's so romantic. You see the little glowing face.
Yes, candlelight always works.
Yeah. Have you ever been trying to sleep And you got, there's like a light, and where's that light coming? And you look over your shoulder, and
but it's not candlelight.
Somebody's looking at their phone.
Yeah, that's the new candlelight. Is the glowing?
They should make a candlelight app.
I think there is one.
Oh, really? Like the fireplace thing video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are my recommendations. Take the phone from the he or she who will not be cuddled. Take that phone away, and then install a candlelight app when they're not looking. Oh, you know what? I just thought of really good advice. I figured it out. If you want to cuddle, you should just ask. Communication.
Oh, communication skills. I love it.
I forgot all about that. Didn't you? Yeah. I mean, somebody took the time to write this letter to communicate to me. But I think what really needs to happen here, I think we both know, is you need to ask in writing.
In writing. That would be good. Because they're not getting it. But yeah.
But yeah. Like,
oh, I'm reading.
Still Squeezable formally requests the honor of your presence in the cuddle chamber.
Otherwise known as the bedroom to the left.
Yes, exactly. Or whatever you like. Da 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 da! It's time for another letter. What do we have?
I noticed that this letter has the word artisanal in it. That always gives me pause. So I'll try to not stumble on that when we get to
artisanal. Artisanal. You could just change it to fartisanal if it makes you feel better.
No, it doesn't.
Or near artisanal.
That's better.
Okay.
Dear Bridget, comma. I read that Tucson is one of the top cities for hipsters. I want to take this pretty girl on a date. I suspect she might be a hipster because she has a protruding pot belly and wears glasses and likes to make cheese and carries her own homemade cheese in her pillowcase purse. Where should I take her to eat? Do you know where I can get an artisanal hamburger around here, one with happy meat and gritty bread? Signed, Roman Neal.
Roman Neal. Happy meat. Hey, have you ever heard of Happy Meat before?
I have not, no.
It's like a Happy Meal. Is it like Ronald McDonald meat? No. That's what you'd think.
No.
Apparently, it's meat that's come from cows that have had like a psychological evaluation.
Oh.
And, you know, that are not depressed.
That is, they're free-range cows, right? They're not nailed down to the floor.
Well, it's hard to tell if a cow is happy or not because they're always looking at the ground. You know, they're like shoegazing kind of.
That's true.
But you never see a cow with his head up high and good posture. Terrible posture.
Or her head up high.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess you don't just eat boy cows.
I guess I'm not the only violator of the paradigm here, am I?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just imagine that the girl cows are all lactating. They're too busy.
Aren't all cows, girls, aren't cows female?
Boy cows don't make milk.
There's boy cows? I'm no expert in biology, but
bull.
Bull. All right.
It's a load of bull.
Hey, what exactly are hipsters anyway? I mean, I've heard many definitions.
People who don't go north of Grant Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are hipsters, right? Or is it people who have firearms on their person?
Again, that's why I'm asking you. You're clued into the hip scene here, and I spend most of my time at home, so
well,
I don't know the...
If Tucson is a top city for hipsters, there's a lot of guns here.
Yeah.
So it could just be people who carry guns.
On their hips?
Yeah, hipsters. Right? Or what about when you're roller skating and you use your hips?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up on Pinterest, I guess.
Yeah. Let's Google it. Googling hipster.
Well, don't you think this guy should just relax?
He's concerned that she's too cool for him, maybe? Mm-hmm. Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, but girls don't like that. The best thing to do if you want to impress a girl is to be aloof. Right? And chew gum and stare out the window.
Oh, I've never been good at that. I've tried.
I've never been good at it either. I don't I don't impress the ladies.
I try to be aloof, but it comes off more Asperger's syndrome-y.
Syndrome-y?
Yeah.
Is that like cinder meat?
Yeah, I try to be aloof, but it doesn't work. No one notices I'm aloof, so that's always been a problem. I'm staring off into the distance, and they say that guy is special, and we won't go with him.
It's so sad when you do something and you think you're going to get attention, but you don't get any attention because nobody noticed.
I know.
Yeah, it's like the voices in my head. Sometimes they talk about me like I'm not there.
That is so rude.
Yeah, I think so.
Incredibly rude.
I'm right here, I think.
Hello.
Last time I checked. I don't know. Here's the thing. You've got plenty of opportunities. If this date, Mr. Roman, if this date doesn't work out, you've got plenty of opportunities to meet other girls.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's so many.
No, you're going to die alone. It's all over for you. Nobody likes you.
The world is crawling with girls. They're like cockroaches. You see one and there's actually like 50 in the wall.
Look at your shoes. Look at the shoes you're wearing. Do you think any woman will come within 20 feet of you with those shoes? Give it up.
Don't listen to him, Roman.
You're going to die alone if you're lucky.
No. There's always, you can get in an unhappy relationship every day. There's someone new that you can meet that's not going to like you.
Oh, those kind of relationships are the best when, you know what? It's when just the sight of like one hair in your significant other's eyebrow just fills you with rage and you would just like to kill that hair. That's a relationship that's worth getting your hands into, right?
Well, I think that it's important to just get dumped regularly. You have to go through. So, like, before you get to that point of total rage with the eyelash setting you off, the eyelash that broke your brain's back.
Everything that they do, everything they don't do, just fills you with an inchoate rage. Over. The Arctic is melting. Stay in your house. Give up.
Today's podcast featured music from Eva Taylor, Ergo Fizmiz, Aaron Spencer, Simon Mathewson, Monday Night Fever, Ted Weems and his orchestra, Handy's Orchestra of Memphis, and Dumbo Gets Mad.